shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Now at 4:30, breaking news in Fayetteville. Crews are on scene of a massive fire that they say could burn for days. How this could impact the morning commute. And it's also steamy when you head out this morning. Our dew point's way up at tropical. I'll walk you through the heat index for today and tomorrow.
Plus, more than 9 million people under flood warnings right now in Southern California as Tropical Storm Hillary unleashes loads of rain in that area. We're taking a look at some of the damage that's already been left behind by that historic storm. Let's get a Monday started. We have activity on both coasts, off of both coasts. And we can tell you about that in our tropical forecast. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Welcome to your Monday. Let's get right to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, who is tracking Tropical Storm Hillary.
And Tropical Storm Hillary will become a tropical depression soon as it moves up here into Nevada. But boy, this is an area that never sees systems like this. I think it was 80 years ago that Southern California saw a tropical storm, and they've never had a tropical storm warning. But it has held together as a tropical storm, producing anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of rain, with some totals up to 10 inches. And we have some video to show you coming up of all the destruction from down here in Mexico all the way through Southern California, and they'll continue to see rain. Of course, a lot of these areas are desert and are not used to handling this kind of rain. It's moving north at northwest at 28 miles per hour, so it's moving fast now with winds at 40 miles per hour. And again, as it moves into Nevada, it is going to dissipate into a tropical depression. That's likely to happen a little later on this morning. There's the 8 a.m. advisory. So at this point, it's going to be a lot of cleanup for folks there. Very busy in the tropics right now. Hillary over here, of course, in Southern California. We have a 70% chance of a system developing here in the Gulf of Mexico. Then we have Tropical Storm Franklin, Gret, and Emily, and another system off the coast of Africa with a 70% chance. So all of a sudden, things are really exploding here in the tropics. We take a look at the path for Franklin. Franklin's likely to come across some of the Caribbean islands and then move off to the north and east, potentially as a Category 1 hurricane by Friday. So it's going to move fairly slowly. And then here's Gret, and it is likely to just dissipate here in the next few days. But we take a look at Tropical Storm Emily, and it swings northward into the Atlantic again over the next 5 days, not looking like it's going to have much of an impact on land. What we're looking at right now is 77 degrees. It is a very warm start this morning. We're going to see our temperatures in the mid-80s early this morning, and then climbing on up into the upper 90s this afternoon. We're going to walk you through how it will feel with the heat index coming up.
Breaking news right now in Durham. A police officer is hurt after a truck crashed into their vehicle. WRAL's Keenan Willer joins us live from the scene that's still active right now. Keenan, what can you tell us about the officer's condition?
We're really just piecing things together here. This is the intersection of Hillsborough Road and Michael Farm Road northwest of Durham. And you can sort of see how this played out, this scene behind me. This is the smashed up truck that, according to police, crashed into an officer's unit by this intersection. And just over there on the far side of this scene, you can actually see the smashed up Durham police unit with severe damage, it looks like, to the right side of the car where the impact happened. You can see the airbags did deploy there. This scene initially had two men pulled from that pickup truck with officers here talking about going through a search process, identifying how exactly this wreck began. And we have heard from police on scene that the officer who was inside that unit had some minor injuries to their hand, but is recovering quickly there. At this point, we're trying to figure out exactly what led up to this accident. Police going to talk through with us any possible charges that could result, and staying on top of this investigation as it develops here. But you can see really the severe damage that happened very quickly in this wreck. Keenan Willard, the WRAL Morning News.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, we're following some breaking news out of Fayetteville this morning, where a massive fire is burning there on Shaw Mill Road and Murchison Road. This is a picture of the fire. We also have video from the WRAL breaking news tracker from overnight. Now, the area's size, along with other access restraints, are preventing crews from being able to extinguish this fire as they normally would. The first arriving units say they found a large storage pile of area of railroad tiles that were burning. You can see crews on scene there. Shaw Mill Road is closed at the Meharry Drive intersection, which is closest to Rose Hill Road. Residents of that neighborhood can access from the Murchison Road end. Now they say that this fire will be burning for days to come. They are on scene right now. We're not sure if there are any injuries from this fire. That is a couple details we are working to learn this morning. But Laura Levine is on her way to the scene, and she will have a live report coming up at 5 o'clock.
More than 9 million people in Southern California are under flash flood warnings this morning as Tropical Storm Hillary batters the region. The National Weather Service is warning of potentially life-threatening flooding along the Malibu coastline and in other nearby communities. Some areas are getting a year's worth of rain in a single day. Water rescues have already been necessary in Palm Springs and the Ventura River. Local officials are urging people to stay indoors.
I know it's human nature to want to go and see this storm, see the swells and the rain, but it is not safe.
Schools in Los Angeles and San Diego are all closed today as the storm makes its way through. Southern California was also rocked by an earthquake Sunday afternoon. A 5.1 magnitude quake shook buildings as people sheltered from the storm. Smaller aftershocks have followed the earthquake. No injuries have been reported.
This morning, Raleigh police are trying to track down a person accused of shooting and leaving another person with life-threatening injuries. Officers say they've been using canine units and drones to track down the suspect. Investigators say the shooting happened yesterday afternoon in the Shades Place neighborhood, right across from a park where children play. They believe it stemmed from a fight. Police say the suspected shooter doesn't live on the street where the shooting happened, and it appears to be an isolated incident. If you have any information, you're asked to call police.
Happening today, the Person County father accused of shooting and killing a driver who struck and killed his son is due in court. Chad Wood Sr. is charged with second-degree murder in the death of Jeffrey McKay. McKay was driving a truck that hit and killed Wood's son, 17-year-old Chad Jr., as the family was walking on Ashley Dink Road last Monday. Investigators say while McKay was calling 911, Woods shot and killed him. Police say after he shot McKay, Woods and the teen's mother got into McKay's truck and drove home, leaving the man and their son in the road.
This afternoon, Wake County commissioners are expected to approve money for PNC Arena renovations. This is the second approval the arena needs to get for the funding. Raleigh City Council approved it last week. That money is part of a larger recommendation from the city and county managers on how to spend revenue from the hospitality tax. This comes after a lease extension was made to keep the Hurricanes at the arena and develop the area around it. If approved, money would go toward the Cary Indoor Sports Facility and Raleigh Convention Center as well. And today we'll learn more about the future of casinos in North Carolina. Leaders in Rockingham County will vote today on whether to rezone a property to allow for a casino. Rockingham County is just north of Greensboro. And this comes as state lawmakers are moving closer to a deal that would allow casinos not only there, but in Nash and Anson counties as well. WRL investigative reporter Brian Murphy says lawmakers are hopeful this will spark economic development in rural areas.
They envision these as more than just casinos. They think that it could spur economic development with restaurants and bars and other nightlife activities that could get people to get off the highway and stop in these communities. And it would also produce jobs. You're looking at maybe 3,000 jobs in all three of these locations.
Gubernatorial candidate Mark Walker recently held an event in Rockingham County in opposition to a casino. He and other opponents claim there has been a lack of transparency about the plan.
Emergency workers in Maui, already overwhelmed by fire relief efforts, have a new worry on their hands. A storm is expected to bring heavy rain today and tomorrow. It comes as President Joe Biden is expected to visit there today. Authorities are preparing for possible flooding and mudslides from post-tropical cyclone Fernanda. Crews are putting in extra protection around storm drains in Lahaina after devastating wildfires killed at least 114 people. The U.S. Coast Guard is also working around the island to try and reduce runoff and prevent hazardous material from getting into the ocean. The U.S. and South Korea are staging large-scale military exercises for the next 10 days, and North Korea is showing off its missile arsenal. State media released photos of Kim Jong-un inspecting a cruise missile launch drill. It's not clear when the photos were taken. South Korea also says North Korean hackers have targeted the joint exercises with the U.S., but no confidential information has been stolen.
This week, three significant road projects will get started in Chapel Hill. Projects are designed to improve pedestrian safety. Crews will have East Rosemary Street closed near Columbia Street for 6 months. They'll also close the northbound lane of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard near Estes Drive for 3 months. And a section of Ephesus Church Road between Legion Road and South Elliott Road will close for about 2 months. Town officials are asking people to be careful and be patient.
We know that they impact people's commutes, and we know that we've got people coming back to school. There's never a good time to do these closures, especially when they last, 3 and 6 months. There's always going to be something that's unfortunate.
The work on East Rosemary Street is expected to start today. It is part of the East Rosemary Development Project.
It is 4:40. As your kids go back to school, you want to make sure they're healthy. Coming up, a pediatrician weighs in on the important things to check off your list to make sure they're returning healthy mentally and physically.
Plus, the countdown is on for former President Donald Trump to turn himself in. How long he has, plus why he says he won't participate in the first Republican presidential debate of the upcoming election.
And this is a live look at the DBAP this morning. It is feeling tropical this morning. Elizabeth will tell us about the return of the heat and humidity.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It's 4:44. We're taking a live look at Apex right now. Nice and quiet. It's a bit of a warm morning to get out and do some exercise. As you can see, it is not stopping everyone. A very brave soul out there at 4:44 in the morning. My goodness. 68 in Lewisburg right now. 77 in Southern Pines. 68 in South Hill. 75 in Goldsboro and 74 in Rocky Mount. Today and tomorrow are going to be hot ones again. I feel like we've had so many hot days, of course, in July and August. More of them in our forecast. Our temperature at lunchtime already 92, and then at 5 o'clock, if you're getting home to walk the dog, temperatures are still going to be in the mid 90s. We're going to walk through the heat index, which is easily into the triple digits, but I'll show you why we're not likely to see a heat advisory coming up.
A man is dead this morning after police shot and killed him in Charlotte. Police say he stabbed an officer in the neck and shot a woman. It all started as a domestic dispute call yesterday. When police got on that scene, they heard shots from inside the home. Officers forced their way in, and there was a struggle. The suspect stabbed an officer and was then shot and killed by another. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg police chief says domestic violence calls can be very unpredictable.
They can escalate very quickly, and whether they're targeting each other or targeting the officers that come to the scene, and they're so unpredictable, that's why we say those are some of the most dangerous calls for service.
The wounded officer and the woman who was shot are both expected to recover.
As kids head back to school, you may be wondering, how safe are their classrooms? WRAL Investigates' Sarah Kruger has a preview of a story you'll see only on WRAL.
The start of school is just around the corner, but not without plenty of repair work to make our classrooms safer. Tonight at 5:30, WRAL investigates the past 6 months of fire code inspections in Wake County schools. We're talking security concerns like doors that don't close properly and safety issues like blocked exit doors and sprinkler systems that aren't up to code.
You sending your kid in there? Yes, you wanted to make sure your kids are safe.
The most common fire inspection problems, and one school in the county hit with more than 100 violations. Back to school fire safety inspections tonight at 5:30. Sarah Kruger, WRAL News, Raleigh.
Countdown is on this morning for former President Donald Trump to surrender to the Fulton County Jail. He and 18 other co-defendants have until this Friday to turn themselves in. They're facing a load of charges, accused of trying to overturn the 2020 election in Georgia. Meanwhile, Trump says he will not participate in the first Republican presidential debate ahead of the 2024 election. He made the announcement on his Truth Social account yesterday. Trump says the public knows who he is and knows of his accomplishments when he was president. You can learn more tonight about how Durham leaders support minority-owned businesses. Durham County government will host a public hearing tonight on the results of its disparity study. County leaders hired a consulting firm to examine how contracts are awarded and whether minority and women-owned businesses are properly represented. The hearing starts at 6 at the County Administration Building on East Main Street.
In just a week, kids on the traditional calendar head back to the classrooms. We asked a UNC pediatrician what she wants parents to know about their children's health. First, she says, if it's been more than a year since your child's last checkup, schedule one now.
It's a really good opportunity for the parents to have the child up to date on vaccines, particularly those vaccines that are required for school.
Dr. Jessica Young also says you should talk to kids about phone safety, bullying, and social media use. You can find all her recommendations by looking for this story on the WREL.com homepage. It is 4:48, and we have an extremely muggy start out there. But first, we want to give you a look at what's happening in the tropics. A lot of potential systems to look at. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking that all for us and what its impacts are.
We have an incredible six systems on the map that we are watching. Most of them, four of them are tropical storms. Two of them are at 70% chance of developing. So all of a sudden, as we are currently just getting into the peak of the season, everything is really firing up. Of course, we have Tropical Storm Hillary that is likely to be downgraded to a tropical depression here in the next couple of hours. But a chance of a storm developing here in the Gulf of Mexico. Then we have Franklin, Gert, Emily, and another wave coming off the coast of Africa. Let's talk about Hillary, of course. This is a look at Hillary across the area right now. Winds at 35 miles per hour. So it now is a tropical cyclone, post-tropical cyclone. So in the 2 o'clock advisory that we shared with you at the top of the newscast, it was still a tropical storm. So it has now been downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone. So that is some good news. However, it's still the rainfall that's causing so many problems. We're looking at right here around Los Angeles as much as 2 to 4 inches of rainfall. And then, of course, in southern Nevada, the same thing. You see those red shaded areas. That's going to be 2 to 4 inches of rain as well. And now for us, 2 to 4 inches of rain may not sound like a lot. But of course, these are desert areas that are just not used to seeing that much rain. In some cases, it's as much rain as they would see in an entire year. So they do have trouble. That sort of terrain has trouble handling that much rain. So I know we're going to see more video coming out of there of a lot of flooding and mudslides. For us this morning, it's certainly quiet but warm. 77 degrees, our dew point 72. So it feels very sticky, very steamy out there. We're going to see a high of 97 in Raleigh, 96 in Durham, 97 in Fayetteville. Today stays dry, so we don't have any rain in our forecast to cool things down. And of course, that 72 with our dew point makes it feel very tropical, very muggy, very uncomfortable. Here's a look at the muggy meter. It may drop a little bit this afternoon, back down to 67. And then we're going to see that, changing as we get through the next few days. We're going to see a nice drop in our humidity before it climbs again over the weekend. Love a drop in humidity. So the green shaded area is where it's extremely muggy, and the gray is where it's nice and dry. So we may see again a little bit of a drop this afternoon. This is a look at this afternoon. It's still going to feel pretty muggy in the morning, but watch what happens as we get into the day Tuesday. Late in the day, you can see this dry air that comes spilling in. So Wednesday and Thursday are going to feel much more comfortable, but it's not going to last long. Look at all that moisture back to our west. That comes streaming in for us on Friday. So today, looking at a heat index of 103, it'll feel like 102 tomorrow, but feeling pretty pleasant on Wednesday at 88 and 91 on Thursday. We're back into the triple digits for a heat index on Friday. We take a look at the temperatures, of course, mid to upper 90s the next couple of days. It drops off, but getting into the weekend, Saturday looks hot, but Sunday looks a little cooler. Kind of nice to see a few cooler days sprinkled in.
Oh, we will embrace those for sure. Thanks, Elizabeth. Barbie has a new rival this morning. How Blue Beetle was able to top the box office this past weekend.
And do you prefer to shop for your new wardrobe at the mall or stay home and grab it online? Up next, what new research reveals about Americans and their desire to go inside the store. People killed in the Maui wildfires are being honored this morning. A skyscraper in Florida is lit up with the world's tallest Hawaiian flag and memorial candle. It can be seen all across the Paramount Miami World Center's Skydeck Crown. The memorial also includes the message, "Help Heal Hawaii." It's a slogan for what was created for a fundraiser that started by the Miami Dolphins NFL quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. He was a Hawaiian native. He is a Hawaiian native.
The Friends of Cumberland County Libraries are holding a book sale this week. The sale starts today for members only from noon to 6 p.m. It will be at the headquarters on Maiden Lane. Public book sales will get underway this Friday through Sunday. You can become a member at the sale at any branch or online. For specific hours and information about future book sales, you can visit CumberlandCountyLibraryFriends.com.
Barbie no longer holds the top spot at the box office. It took a superhero to take her down. After four weekends on top, Barbie finally fell to second. Another $21.5 million, though, at Blockbuster, $567 million domestically earned. Blue Beetle is the new champ. Superhero original story debuted with $25.4 million to take the weekend crown.
New research shows malls may be making a comeback. Many are reporting bigger crowds now than before the pandemic. A new market analysis finds foot traffic in top-tier malls was 12% in 2022 compared to 2019. In lower-tier malls, foot traffic went up 10% in that same time. Sales revenue in top-tier malls went up 5% from 2020 to 2022, and lower-tier malls saw a retail growth of nearly 9%. We're following breaking news this morning. A huge fire is burning in Fayetteville. The glow can be seen for miles. Coming up, WRL's Laura Levine will be live to show us the size of this fire and why firefighters say it could last for days.
Plus, a year's worth of rain in one day is taking its toll on Southern California. How that area is dealing with flash floods and a 5.1 magnitude earthquake.
And students across the country are returning to school with a new cell phone ban. How teachers say the new rule is increasing productivity in the classroom.